Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at will.uiuc.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 5:03, up 3.75 on the open. December 5:18, up 2.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 4:03.5, up 3 on the open. December 4:23, up 2.25. March 4:40, up 3. July 4:55, up 3.75 on the open. September corn opened at 2:43, up 4 on the open. December 2:59, up 3.75. March 2:72.5, up 3.25. May 2:83, up 4.25. July 2:91.5, up 4. December, the 2007 variety, 3:06.5, up 3.5. And the 2008 March, 3:15.5, up 4.25 on the open. September oats opened at 197, up 4.75 on the open. December, 198, up 2.75. August beans opened at 588, up 4.75 on the open. September, 594.5, up 3.75. November, 610, up 5.25. January, 621, up 4.75. March, 632, up 5.5. May, 639, up 6.75. The red line, July, 650, up 8.5 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 169.80, up 190 on the open. September, 171.50, up 230. August soybean oil opened at 26.50, up 20 on the open. September, 26.70, up 19. At the Merck, August feeders opened at 113.20, down 15 on the open. September, 113.25, down 2.5. October, 113, down 25 on the open. August live cattle opened at 82.70, up 2.5 on the open. October, 86.25, up 2.5. August lean hogs opened at 67.05, down 65 on the open. October, 59.20, down 50. December, 57.50, down 45. And then February, 58.97.5, down 57.5 on the open. July bellies opened at 92, down 25 on the open.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Do you look for, at the Merck, these prices to stabilize at these lower levels after yesterday's significant sell-off?
I think it looks like we're seeing that happen here today, Dave. You know, cash hogs are down a dollar. Not a lot of trade actually going on there. And, you know, we're not down along with that, looking at the hogs. And also, you know, is the cattle 76 bid in the cash. But, you know, it doesn't look for any trade till later in the week and maybe a little better prices. So I think we're going to see a little bit of stabilization over at the Merck here today.
At the Chicago Board of Trade, let's begin in the soybean pit today, Wayne. August 5.89.75, now 5.90, up 6.75, the current tick there. Noves 6.11, now 6.12, up 7.25. We're seeing follow through from yesterday. What does that potentially imply off of Friday's close below $6?
Well, I think that basically it tells us two things. Number one, the weather forecast isn't quite as kind and gentle as it was on Friday. Number two, the crop ratings decreased a little more than what we were thinking about. And number three, it's the time of year where beans do actually, weather does make a big difference coming on here real fast. And we took the weather premium out in the last week. And I think that we're putting a little weather premium back in here. You know, we'll find out a couple weeks down the road how this August weather was to see whether it was justified to add that back in or not.
Do you think that 595.5 now provides pretty strong support?
Until we see a change in the weather, I think it does, Dave. I think, if we would happen to see cooler temperatures out west and, some substantial rainfalls across Iowa and Minnesota, that 595 might disappear really fast. But until we see some indication of that or some change towards it, why, I think it's also fairly good support at this point in time.
Seemed like the trade was a little bit surprised by the drop in soybean ratings of 3% this week.
I think they were very surprised on, Iowa and Minnesota, and that took quite as hard a hit as they did take. And I think that they were looking more for a unchanged 1% lower with the Eastern Midwest picking up the slack and not seeing the dip that way.
Are the people that you work with out in the Western soybean belt saying similar things to what USDA is saying?
I think, the USDA is pretty much right on what they're looking at here and what they're talking about. I think that we've got some potential problems west of the Mississippi. And I won't say problems now because, some good rain out in that area could help a lot of things. And as we know, the weathermen haven't been exactly 100% right this year, Dave.
In the corn pit, September now, 243 and a quarter, up 4 1/4. D's, 260, up 4 3/4. It looks like D's corn rallying very nicely off last week's 251 low.
Yeah, Dave, we got down close to, we look at all the excitement from the new demand coming up. Still a little bit questionable on where we're going to be on yield. We maybe got a little over-optimistic last week on where yields were going to be. Took too much of the weather premium out. And, we've still got a long ways to go as far as our western corn belt and what it's going to be producing here.
At 251 D's corn, what size crop is the trade projecting?
At that one, we're still under the 11 billion bushel crop down there. We're back in the probably the 152 bracket on as far as yield goes, Dave.
So 151.5, 152, a 10.92 billion crop or thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty close to trend line in what USDA is projecting. Maybe in the August report they don't increase their yield numbers.
Maybe they don't. Like I was saying, if they do not increase them right there, why, we're going to see some weather premiums stay in this market.
Let's turn our attention to the wheat market. September 243 now, up 4. The D's 259.5, up 4.25. Take it out to next May, 283.25, up 4.25. This afternoon, we're expecting some harvest information on the spring wheat crop. Are you ahead of the curve in any way, knowing something, talking to your people?
Not really, Dave. I think that in general, we know that it hasn't been a good year for the wheat crop out there. Everybody's expecting, something not to be good. That's why we've got so much premium in this wheat market. We've been surprised all along that Chicago has been able to follow as well as it has compared to the Kansas City or the Minneapolis, because it's the hard red that we're really short. So no real great indications coming from Wayne here.
What reasons do you give for that good following?
I think a lot of it is the fund activity. They're just looking at wheat as a commodity, knowing wheat is short. And basically we're seeing a lot of extra buying, following through and carrying through. Then if it wasn't quite so much with some of these index funds, I don't think we would have followed as much.
Is there any value in your mind right now in hedging the 2,000 crops at these lower prices, especially corn?
Right here, we might. We want to be above 260 before we do. We're looking more trying to add back in around the 2. We might start rehedging the hedges we pulled off yesterday in the 262 to 265 range, but nothing below that probably, Dave.
Has the Middle East uncertainty waned in traders' minds this week?
I guess not, because if we look how gold's reacted this week, we always think of unrest and gold going on up, but. And also the oil market, we thought, would have had a lot stronger reaction to it. So actually, it hasn't really affected things a whole lot.
So if we get this huge rally eventually in oil off of these concerns, above, significantly above $80, what does it mean potentially for the corn market? And I'm thinking back to the Iranian hostage crisis time frame. You remember what the numbers were like back then?
I can't remember exactly, Dave, but I think that, what it means is that we're going to do what we're just going to do anyhow, is we're going to produce as much ethanol as plants are going to allow us to as soon as these plants come online. So the demand base really won't be a lot different. It's just maybe what we'll be able to sell the ethanol for. So, you know, and they'll be able to pay more for the corn or the beans for the soy diesel. But, I mean, all in all, we're going to go at 100% or maximum production as it is.
Thanks much, Wayne. Have a grand day.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the current live tick, September wheat in Kansas City, 501 and a quarter up two. At the Board of Trade, September wheat, 401 and a half up one. December, 421 and a half up a three quarters. September corn, 242 and three quarters up three and three quarters. These, 259 and a quarter up four. March, 272 and three quarters up three and a half. May, 282 and three quarters up four. August beans, 589 and a half up six and a quarter. September, 596 and a half up five and three quarters. Noves, 610 and three quarters up six. January, 622 and a half up six and a quarter. August soybean meal, 169.50 up 160. August soybean oil, 26.51 up 21. At the Merck, August feeders, 113.30 down 5. August live cattle, 82.55 down 12.5. August lean hog, 67.15 down 55. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock.